Hi everyone, this is Sugar.
This is Spice.
And Not So Nice.
And welcome to our debrief of The Real Housewives of New Jersey, Season 14, Episode 9. This was another kind of, honestly, kind of nothing episode, but I really do feel like it's kind of building up to, I believe, next week will be the final episode. And from what we've heard online, there is some speculation that there's going to be a big blowout. So we're super excited to see that, of course. It was a great episode, full of, you know, a lot of, you know, the ladies having their own debriefs of what happened at Teresa's party, her Tulum party, as well as lots of stuff going on for the Bougie kids. We kind of started off the episode going back and forth to a lot of the ladies and what they're doing with their families. We did see at the very beginning a little bit of preparation for Nick's wedding, Teresa's cousin. We also saw Jen's family.
Melissa's cousin.
Yeah. And then Joe was the one officiating it, which was so sweet. And we'll get to that for sure. Jen Aiden's family practicing Espanol. Teresa cleaning the house. And we saw a little bit of, I guess she was cleaning up from the party still. The dog did a little doo-doo somewhere. And then Gia kind of came out. And I thought it was really funny. She came out and was kind of, they were kind of talking about, you know, what had happened. There was obviously a physical altercation that we saw between Danielle and Jen Aiden. And I thought it was so funny that Gia started kind of talking, like, almost like giving advice or something like that.
She's like Dr. Gia.
Yeah, Dr. Gia.
Dr. Phil. We got Dr. Gia in the house now. Advising the adults, sorry.
And it was so weird, right? Because she was saying something like, oh, you should never... She started talking about why, you know, it's bad to, you know, lay hands on someone. But I thought it was really funny because she was saying that to her mom, who we all know, we've all seen past seasons, her putting her hands on people.
Losing her shit everywhere.
And she's definitely had a lot of physical altercations. Her dad has had physical altercations with Joe. And I thought it was really funny. They were talking about, like, I mean, even though it was just, you know, Jen started it with a push. But Teresa, I saw a clip of Teresa doing that to Andy in a reunion. I don't know what reunion, what season it was, but she tried to get up and, like, walk over to someone. And Andy got up to kind of stop her, and she just pushed Andy back into his chair. I don't know if you guys saw that or a clip of that.
I can't remember what season that
I've seen that clip. I thought it was so funny. Oh, my God. What did you guys think of Gia's little speech at the beginning there?
I think she's an idiot.
I think she should keep her nose out of everybody else's business. These are the adults.
These are the adults. You've just become an adult.
Yeah.
By age... but not in wisdom or
maturity.
So shut the fuck up and back it up, right? That's what I think about Gia.
I just don't understand why Teresa would ask her opinion or involve her in that.
No, it's ridiculous.
Go talk to your friends. This has nothing to do with you.
Stay out of the adult conversation. Yep. It's me and my friends. You go do what you do with your friends, right? Yeah.
You be nice to these people insanity. When you see them and don't.
Yeah, exactly. Show respect. Shut the fuck up. And be a normal person.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that's what I think about that.
Later on in that first 15-minute spit, we see Marge with her her house design. And I guess they're still working on that house. But I gotta say, some of it looks good.
And some of it's like, holy fuck, what the fuck is that?
Tacky.
I felt like the red and pink, it was all fucking flowers. And it was a fast, picture of it, and then it moved on. I was like, what the fuck is that? It's like, you know, in the 70s when they had the date, well, you don't know that.
I've seen pictures.
Yeah, where they have those groovy kind of, yeah. you know, those. And it's like, what
although,
the
like
fuck?
I said, some elements are bang on, yes. and then she just overdoes yes. it with all this other shit.
And then some is like, what the fuck were you thinking?
I have no
And
idea.
Who was helping you?
I don't know.
And not telling you.
She's the interior designer, I think.
Weird. It's weird.
But yeah. how long have they, like, long it's time. Been They've many been seasons. Yeah. How are they still working on the
because
house?
Because he's
Come
doing
on.
It himself.
Still.
He's doing it himself mostly. Yeah.
Like Come by on. Himself? Like only him?
Well, I'm sure he's got people helping him, but he's the main, like he's the con, like he's the one doing it.
Well, fast yeah. forward to a little bit about the pool, and I saw the pool.
Yeah, the
and
pool
thought,
looks
okay,
great.
Looked excellent.
Yeah, I think like they had kitchen, even a little lap pool on the bottom.
The
part.
Kitchen, there's the granite there's lap pool or whatever pool. It is. It looks fabulous, and but then all the other shit around it, and then the floor, it's just too much. Mm. It's way too much. I mean, it's a crazy house.
And you know what the thing is? Each room you go into is completely different.
Yeah.
What must go on in her mind? Like, that, like, this is home. This is where I'm comfortable. It's like
my
bright pink.
Zone.
And then there's one room with all those animals on the wall and stuff like that. It's crazy. Don't get me wrong. It's kind of cool. Like,
yeah.
I do like to do, like,
I like
bold out there.
Pieces bold,
bold pieces.
Accents.
Yeah.
But not everything. Like, you know, like,
when you don't even know where to
too
look.
Much.
You
yeah.
don't even know where to
You
look.
Don't know, yeah. And what, like, where the difference is, you know?
Yeah.
No, it really is like a circus. Later on, we go to Danielle doing her relaunch prep for that party.
That was a cute
and then they
party.
Kind of get into a little bit. She kind of starts talking about what happened. And to be honest, like, we go on later to hear Jennifer's recount of the story. But I thought Danielle, you know, she's totally with it in her head. Like,
mm-hmm.
she's not making stuff up. She's like, it was self-defense. She pushed me. It
mm-hmm.
like 100%. It was self-defense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I really like that her husband is like so supportive of her.
Well, what Danielle said, sorry, what I remember that stood out to me
yeah,
what
did she say?
Danielle said, sorry, is
Go
that
for it.
Like she kept attacking her personality first, her character.
Yes!
Her character. And that's one thing. You can say all the fucking words you want. No matter how bad they are, if there's, you know, that kind of relationship that's happening, it's not a strong one anyways, so you expect that. But you can do all, you can say all you want, but the moment you put your hands on me, game fucking over, and you just
yeah.
give it, right? You go self-defense mode, so 100% I fucking agree with her on that.
Yeah.
And it was definitely spontaneous. I've seen shit, people thinking that it looked fake. It did not look fucking fake at all. It was a last minute, instantaneous, like last second, millisecond, just instantaneous. Yes, she saw the cup. She was looking all over the place because she was being like, all this shit was being thrown at her, right? And the push, you know, she had seen the cup. Yeah, for sure. You notice what's around you. You're fucking boiling. You're trying to let them finish saying what they're saying. And then, fuck, man, boom. Like, you know, the push and then you react. And that's just... You know, good on her and 100% self-defense.
Yeah, but Jennifer lied. Let's face it, Jennifer lied. She
Total.
Said to her, she said,
yeah.
you know, the charity work that that she said that Jennifer said that Danielle said that she kept some of the money for herself.
Yeah.
And she didn't say that.
She paid her, like she
paid herself.
She took
yeah,
money
BS.
To pay herself. And it's like bullshit, right?
And everybody else was just lapping that
yeah.
up going, oh, really? That's what
yeah.
she said?
Yeah.
And that's not what she said.
No.
That was a lie.
Yeah.
That was a lie.
The only
right.
thing she, it was the expenses for the party. So
yeah.
renting out the venue, doing this,
that.
Doing
she
that.
She just said, she made it, she alluded to the fact that she took money
from the charity.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It, like, totally ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely ludicrous.
And I really like that Danielle is, like, holding her
yeah.
own, you know?
I have to
like,
say, like, yeah.
You know, after you do something, you feel like you say something back to someone, you kind of feel bad, like, oh, fuck,
yeah.
should I have said that? I don't know. I love that she's, like, sticking to
yeah,
what happened.
And she's actually coming through and...
Love it.
And doing what... She had a lot of talk before that, like, you know, she'll do this, like, don't do this, because, you know, like, and she came through, and good on her, because it was well deserved, and, like, the reaction was perfect,
oh, yeah.
right? And I have more, I don't know, I like her more now. I think we're all in agreement on
yeah.
that.
Team Danielle.
Even her
oh, 100%.
Clothes are starting to look
a little bit better.
Yeah. now we're even like,
them.
Ooh, Danielle looks
still,
good
but, you know,
today.
There's an okay one here and there, right?
Let's face it, after that, we're Danielle fangirls.
I'm having a little more faith in her. Like, I'm really changing my opinion on her. Jen Fessler, I cannot handle. And, like, at first, I really, like, I thought she was cool. I thought she was, you know, stood her ground on what she was.
And we'll get to more on Jen Fessler. But anyways, I'm once liking we get to Danielle that party. More. I really am liking her
with,
more.
What, how she reacted, that, like, you say the words to me, that's one thing, but then you put your hands on me, that's it, right? Like,
game over.
Yeah, game over.
Yeah, and then later on, like, when they're doing that relaunch prep too, she kind of starts talking a little bit about the relationship with her dad.
Yeah.
And I thought it was really nice she tried to, you know, extend the invitation to get him to come and kind of see too
what,
you know,
right?
And I think that would have been a really great place for them to reconnect too, because you know, it's a celebration, the kids are there, and it's a fun little partner through a great party,
and he was with her through the beginning and you know, a lot of stuff, a lot of input, and seeing the stress on her, so be like, you know, full circle if he were to be there.
And you know what? I really feel like I'm on Team Danielle now, because now I'm like, oh, she's not even trying to make him out to be the bad guy. She's just trying to, like, mend the relationship.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I have more respect for her now.
Yeah, for sure.
I have more respect for her
Me
now
too.
That she fucking cracked that glass on that bitch.
Oh, my God.
That was just fucking priceless. Fuck, man. You get riled up. Somebody just, like, get you on the wrong day, and then you do that. It's like, fuck you.
That was wicked. That was awesome.
That was great. That was better. That was 100 times better than the fucking table bullshit with Teresa in the beginning. The table.
Yeah.
The table lift, right?
Because that was, the like, that was flip, impressive. Right? Cracking
that plastic glass. That was one-on-one, direct. Got it.
And well deserved.
End of story. Yeah, and well deserved.
And then her husband came in right away. Whoop, okay, no more. So it was perfect. It was just one bam.
Yeah. No, that was brilliant. Yeah.
The next scene we go into is Dolores. And what was she doing? She was with Paul. Like, do you guys remember?
When she was working office and getting ready to move into the office.
Yes. I don't know.
But really, a big kind of nothing burger there. She just talked a little bit about the pre-work and what was going on.
Has a little chat with Polly.
How she had
next step in the relationship.
This big thing from him to join the... Like, that's what
she alluded to, right? She's trying to get everybody to believe.
Like, this is what I really want. It's just as good as the... marriage and proposal.
But we know it's not.
No, 100% it's not. Fucking stewing inside.
Oh, God. Yeah, and then Rachel calls her. And Rachel's on her way to the Arthritis Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was great because, you know, it's obviously something she struggled with when she was growing up.
Yeah.
And I really liked that event that she went to, too, because it's more of like... just supporting these kids who have, they were just kind of painting and stuff like that, and she was chatting with them and wanting to know, like, their day-to-day stuff, and I think it was a really good, like, safe space for them to
and
talk.
Supporting and bringing that to many viewers' attentions of other people's
'cause I didn't even know, kids you know could have that.
Yeah, they can.
I'm speaking from personal experience. My niece, who was diagnosed with juvenile arthritis, so I know that struggle and I know what that's like. So just seeing that on a platform, on a national platform, to me is awesome.
Yeah.
Because prior to me having that issue in my family, I had no idea. I never even knew that people struggled with that, or kids struggled with that.
Yeah. I have to add to that story, because it just reminded me of my past. And I remember, and this would have been 1973, 74-ish, through, like, I remember up until, like, late 70s. Anyways, I had very big problems with my legs and my back sometimes, but especially my legs, where they would, like, they were just very, very painful. I couldn't, you know, after doing a little bit. And I remember the doctor at the time saying that It was rheumatoid arthritis.
That's right.
I remember that when I was a kid. And so, but then I remember going back to the doctor because I was shocked that I had gone to Italy and I had walked so much. And I said, I didn't have any pain in Italy. Why don't I have, if that's what it is, why didn't I have pain in Italy? Because I went to Italy, right? Anyways, and so he said it was because of the heat.
The weather and the heat.
Yeah. Heat. But then I have to be honest, after 1980, I don't ever recall. Yeah, sometimes I have, you know, aches and pains, but now I'm getting old. Now I'm old.
But now,
I don't remember after the late 70s it being a big problem.
Well, I know, from what I know, and again with the family issues that I have, is that some kids grow out of it, and they're
okay.
I
didn't know it works
that.
Out, and it's okay.
Yeah,
and others struggle, like
lifelong. Yeah,
that's right, lifelong.
Yeah.
So it can affect your eyes. Mm-hmm. It can affect your joints. It can affect different things that you really wouldn't think about.
Yeah.
And so some days you'll have good days and some days you'll have bad days.
Yeah.
But people don't always recognize that because physically you might look okay.
Yeah.
But you could have arthritis also attacking different organs as well.
Oh my
God. As far as juvenile arthritis goes and different organs that get affected. So I think, in saying that, the best thing is that they brought it out on the national platform.
Yes,
and
exactly.
They know,
so I really like
that.
Especially when it's a good cause for something that's not as well known.
And you can see
she's not
being
right?
fake about it. And,
100%.
This is something that's near and dear to her heart.
Yeah.
So Rachel has a special place in her heart for that.
Yeah. I just like her in general. Though.
Me too. I love Rachel.
She hasn't really done anything, you know, like to just say, oh, like, cringe or anything, like just you know,
and you
like,
know what, she's been through it this season
has.
With
yeah.
Teresa
yeah she has
and you know what
still,
and she's coming out as one of my favorites
Teresa,
yeah totally
yeah I agree.
For sure.
And just curious about the what you were mentioning about arthritis, it can affect your eyes
and I had no idea because when my niece went for an appointment they said they sent her for an eye exam and I said, what the fuck is wrong with them? They're sending her for to get her eyes checked, but they're not looking at her legs, like what's going on? I don't get it. But what happens is these cells can they can show in your eyes and that's what juvenile arthritis does and it can affect the vision. So thankfully, thank the Lord that the cell count is zero or very very few cells every time she goes and gets checked, but that's apparently a really
common thing,
a normal thing that happens with juvenile arthritis is it can affect
your
vision. Yeah.
Well,
oh my goodness.
Yeah,
now I know.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I had no idea. I'll have to do some research too, because honestly,
that brings me to a different thing. Fuck me! I've had a lot of different medical issues. Thank goodness my son didn't, knock on wood. He didn't have anything. No infections. No diaper rashes. Nothing, man. But anyways, I remember, and I thought like this was also in the 70s. This is 78, and I got pink eye. But something happened. No, I got pink eye, but my eye wouldn't close.
Okay.
So I went to see the doctor because it was persisting for a while, I guess, right? And it wouldn't close. And he said that I had to tape it shut at night until it heals, until the medicine kicks in, right? I think it was antibiotics back then, I guess, right? And I remember having to tape my eye shut. You know, obviously cotton ball and then tape on top of it to keep it shut, because he said you could go blind if your eye wouldn't close all the way, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't Jeez. Close all the way. It would remain like...
I see you.
I see you.
Hello.
I look you right now.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have an eye patch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Ah, good to know all this stuff. Actually, my cat has arthritis. Aww, one of her little legs.
It's so cute.
Then we go on to the wedding. How nice was that? Nick's wedding. And I forget his husband's name. Do you guys remember?
I was going to say Joe, but no, Joe
was
the one that
officiated.
Joe
was the officiant.
I can't remember.
Wasn't Pete, right?
No. I don't know. Nice
Something.
Guy.
Yeah,
Let's
he was a nice looking guy.
What do we think it was?
Let's bet. What was the name? I thought it was so nice that they invited him. They asked him to be the officiant. And they had a little sit down right before. Mm-hmm. And they're talking to him. And what did they say? They said he's because of love, that he represents love or something like that. That was so sweet.
Yeah.
That was just a beautiful ceremony.
It was. And Joe's words were so, like, it was very emotional. I was tearing up.
Yeah.
Because of him saying that, you know, when he met him, he thought, you know, wow, what a good looking guy. Because I remember
that was funny. 80s, yeah.
I remember being in the 80s. And if we were downtown in the 80s and, you know, walking on the main streets down there that everybody walked on and went shopping in the malls there, we would see a gay person or gay guys, and they were the best fucking looking guys. Do you remember? The best looking guys were fucking gay. And then it was like, holy shit, like, you know, so good looking. So it just made me remember that when Joe said, like, how many girls you must get, like, because you're so good looking.
Yeah, he's just trying to be sweet and nice, and then when he came out
to him, Joe accepted him 100%, which is just, you could just tell, because once you have that bond, and it doesn't matter what you are, what you think you are, you know, in your own personal choices of life, right?
Yeah.
When you really love someone, and you could tell that Joe's words were from the heart, you know, like 100%, right? So it was really nice to see that, right?
I thought it was really nice that Joe kind of related his family situation right now, mm-hmm. where he feels like he doesn't really have any family connections, obviously besides Melissa's family, so mm-hmm. his extended family, to Nick's husband, now husband, because Nick's husband, we found out, the family didn't come to the wedding mm-hmm. because they didn't really accept him when he came out as gay.
Yeah.
So I thought it was really sweet that, you know, he kind of, he gave a beautiful speech there. And then it's almost like, you know, he obviously loves Nick, but then you can really see he loves this other guy too, mm-hmm. because now maybe he feels like a little bit of a connection to him, right? Because he almost has the same kind of situation, mm-hmm. so to speak. You know, with everything going on with his sister, that was really nice.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Like, mm-hmm. and it was just heartfelt. Like, you
totally.
Just, you know, like, it was very sincere, 100%, right?
100%. I thought it was beautiful. And you know what? I thought was really funny. In the beginning, when they were kind of talking, Melissa was in, you know, she was obviously helping everyone get ready and stuff like that, but she was in, not sweats, but she was in a beautiful silk button-down, like, nightgown thing.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I thought that was beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Her dress
was beautiful, too.
Oh, her dress was stunning. Her
dress was very beautiful.
Yes, 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 yes. Yeah. And I thought it was funny.
She wears everything well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
She's another one of those, right?
And yeah, no, everything.
Most of the time, her fashion is really bang on.
You know what? Her boutique, I would love to go see it
if
one day.
If I go there, I would love to go see it, but I feel like it would probably be a little bit expensive.
I've tried looking
at their stuff online, too. I don't know if they ship to Canada, but they are expensive, right?
No, for sure it's expensive, but, like, I feel like you could go in there and, like, there's, I don't know, she knows how to dress. For sure. For sure. I thought it was funny when they were walking away, because
one year we'll go visit together.
Ooh.
You should invite us.
Hey.
I thought it was funny when they were walking away after the ceremony, and there was a sweet little moment caught on camera, and it obviously wasn't intentional. They weren't saying it, like, to the camera. The camera's just kind of following them. And Joel looks at Melissa, and he goes, I was really nervous.
Yeah.
That was really sweet. But he didn't seem nervous to me. I thought he did, an amazing job. Yeah. But he's such a good guy.
He's doing a good job, yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah, he is. He's a nice guy. And he's been the same from the beginning.
The only badness
that has ever come out of him has been pulled out of him
by with the drama sister with the family
or her first husband, right?
Yeah.
Or the Louis. You know, Louis. Yeah. So
no, but he was so good to Louis in the beginning.
You know what I mean?
Oh my god.
Yeah, he was, right? So that's shame on Teresa. I mean, it just falls back on her, right? Shame on her because she destroyed her family just to try and make herself look like she's the top person in this fucking thing.
Yep.
Who gives a fuck? I'd take my family over money any fucking day. Don't give a shit about stuff like that and fame. It's not worth it. And you can see the destruction, right? And poor Joe. Like, I just feel bad for Joe and And again, Melissa. Melissa has been the classiest sister-in-law with all the shots she's taken through all the years. And even when Joe would be upset, she would be like, no, you know, it's your sister, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, like, asked for forgiveness for shit that she didn't even need to, like, all this shit. So she's been classy all the time. And right up to the gift of the bottle that she just said, here's the card, it's from your sister, and I'll put this with the other bottles. End of story. We don't need to know if she's chucking it in the garbage or whatever with it, like the pinoli cookies that she got to Teresa originally, right? You know, they're not like that, right? They're normal.
Yeah, no, Melissa has class. Line,
they're normal, yeah.
Melissa has class, 100%.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. Sorry. I don't know if I just
sidetracked. No, you didn't. No.
I always do that. Sorry.
You're good. Then we move on to Teresa and Jennifer Aiden and Jennifer Fessler getting together at Jennifer's house. I like to call it Teresa and Jen Squared. And that's when we kind of hear Jennifer Aiden's side of the story, which, oh my God. Yeah. Okay, what do you guys think of that?
She should just watch the show.
Yeah. That's what she should do. Because if you don't remember because you drank too much or you're just fucking stupid.
Or you're in denial.
In denial, yeah. Just like Teresa. She's fucking staring down the situation. And she's like, I don't know, I didn't see it. You're fucking staring right down at them as this is going down. You're going to take your eyes off them? You're like within 6 feet, within 5 feet. You can hear shit. Like, that's not an issue.
And also in your peripheral vision, like, I know they did that little recap, and they did it almost like in slow motion of Teresa's face, watching them, staring right there. And then as Jennifer goes to put her hands up to push Danielle, Teresa slowly kind of turns her cheek a little bit, but like, come on, you can see in your peripheral.
Bullshit. She knows what was happening.
She knew it was coming. She didn't want to know what happened, but it happened.
She saw it.
Yeah. You know what she did do that I thought she did? That was my impression of how the camera panned on her. Because you saw the stare, and she saw what was happening, and she did a quick glance around to see who was watching. That's what she did.
Yeah,
opinion was of that particular moment.
See who's around.
That's what I think.
Yeah, but can you imagine Jennifer's recollection of the events that took place? Like, I don't know if she was in my face, and it was, and you know what's funny? Because Danielle,
she changed her story though then, right?
Yeah!
She changed her story afterwards, because then it was almost like she said, well, she was in my face. She's trying to now claim the self-defense side.
Right? I know!
So that's what, I think she's had time to process from the time it happened. And I'll bet you she must have heard from Teresa or something. Like, because there's moments where you can kind of probably relay or you've really had time to think, I better fucking backtrack. Or even Bill saying, like, you know, if you don't remember, like, just backtrack and say whatever.
And
right?
It could have been Bill, too, being like, because, you know, when you talk to someone, like, okay, what happened? She's talking to her husband, like, okay, maybe I messed up. Mm-hmm. Maybe he could say, okay, tell me what happened. Oh, it was self-defense. You felt threatened by her.
Yeah, you felt threatened. She was right in my face.
But doesn't work that way. You know what, she touched her first.
The other thing is, and the most important thing is if you look at the facts, there was a table in between them. So she couldn't have been in her face. Do you know what I mean? Like right up against her face.
Well, the table wasn't
No,
the
table was beside them, I think.
There was that space between them is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but not really.
But you know what? Also, if someone's in your face,
their body was covered by
you can take
table,
a step back. Yeah, or you can go like this. If you're defending yourself
in a way.
Or you can
say, step back. I'm feeling like you're in my face. Like, here's a warning.
But you
back it up, right?
Put your hands up and take a step back, like to defend herself, but not touching them. Put your hands, like, make some distance to show, like, okay.
She came closer.
She just shoved her. No, really. She just shoved her.
Yeah, she did. She shoved her.
Yeah, so funny. Then we kind of skip over to Marge at her house, and they have that conversation. She's calling the doctor because I guess the husband needs to go in for an MRI now, just because something didn't go wrong right with the first round of tests.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Hopefully
didn't look right. Yeah.
So yeah, you could see he was quite concerned, but yeah. I felt like maybe he was quite uncomfortable, honestly, with the cameras being there.
But he knows that's the way it is. They have to disclose what's happening, right? That's part of their contracts. They can't, you know, like...
I guess.
They can't hold off a fight until they're off the show, because if it's happening during the show, they're bound by their contracts to do what's happening. That's why... who was it on the divorce? Beverly Hills. Didn't that happen with Kyle and Maurizio? When they had to do that conversation on the camera.
On camera, yeah, so yeah, you're right.
Even though they didn't want to, they were forced to do it on camera. That's part of what's happening in you're on a reality show. That's what's happening. It's got to go down. Right?
Didn't see that one coming.
Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah, let's hope he's okay.
Yeah, that's seriously.
All I can say about that.
Then we move on to the bougie party. And, okay, we got to say, now, Danielle, I think we're just all in love with her, because we saw her outfit, we're like, I think all of us said, oh, yeah, check, oh, yeah, she looks good.
But, yeah, more drama with Jen Fessler. I think she's the pot stirrer there.
Yeah, Jen Fessler, she's like, I don't know.
She's a total pot stirrer, and she tries to play every side, every angle. I don't know, I think she really wants to get like a spot on the show. She's really inserted herself into all sides, and I think her thought process is, I'm gonna get everyone to like me, I'm gonna get involved in everything, and I'm gonna be the person who isn't maybe involved in everything, or I'm gonna be the wise woman who tries to bring everyone together or something like that. And it's just coming across as totally flaky.
Yeah. She is flaky.
Oh my God.
I liked her the first one and the second one, I think. And then it's like, no.
I really liked her at first.
The beginning, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So yeah, like as far as drama goes with Rachel, just decided to get up and leave too, right? Like, so she just
because
had
of
enough.
The same thing with the husband's name, right?
Yeah. And you know what? It's too much. And it's like all this back talk, like nobody's getting together. Like maybe, I don't know even if that would be even better, but they're not having a conversation. They're kind of having sidebars, and then they're coming back and saying, do you know what she said? She said this, she said that.
And it's
too
just
much.
Bringing it back to the forefront of the camera and the story, right?
Yeah.
Because the more they bring it up, then, you know, like, I mean, that's his past. He was a teenager. He was a stupid fucking teenager. Everybody's made fucking mistakes in their younger years, right?
I know, we've rehashed that a thousand times.
Who gives a fuck?
Cares.
Move on. Like, there's no more to talk. But I think that in that situation, Jen did say, no, that's not true. Whatever, 100%, that's not what happened.
So,
but Jen, Rachel didn't want her even defending him, because, in a sense, defending him, you're keeping the story there lit, right? So what Jen should have done, Jen Fessler, is just walk away. Say, I don't want to hear this, and walk away. That's
so Gia initially came up to her. The mom walked away and was like, oh, I heard that I was used as an analogy, and said something just totally like made up, like, oh, I'm young and this. And it's like, okay, so wrong.
Yeah.
Jen at first was, I think she was on the right track at first. She's like, no, not at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then exactly. She should have left it there
and
been like, this isn't my thing. So you can talk to Rachel, you can talk to John, or you can talk to your mom or something like that. And, you know, just clarify, hey, I've never done coke.
But you know what?
Yeah.
But she kept going and tried to explain what it was, where it really, it's not your place. You weren't in that conversation. That wasn't said to you. That was something you heard from someone else. So she was on the right track at first, but then she kept going and just ignited that whole thing.
And like what is sad to think out of that situation, in my opinion, is that it looked from the get-go, from the walk, because they showed you the, you know, kind of the feet at one point of Teresa, Melania, and Gia going to the party. So just in their fucking walk, It just felt, and their look, like Gia, when she brought that up right away, is like, what was your end game with that? What were you thinking
walking into this party
as a child? Yeah. Now coming into this situation, were you going to confront? Are you going to now get yourself involved yeah. with an adult for something that is irrelevant to you? You know, like when Jackie said that, the analogy of that, you know what I mean, about yeah. Gia, Teresa was like fuming from that. Right,
and he was just trying to compare the two.
So what was she going to do though with that end result? Yeah, I said that. What are you going to do? Like, what is it? What was your end goal? What is your motive? Because they were there, ready to push that and try to get an answer. And I still don't fucking understand what the end result.
I'll tell you what it was. I'll tell you. They came to light a fire.
That's it.
They literally showed up.
They just came to start
fire, took a picture, and then they said, oh, it's a school night.
Gotta go.
I have Melania here. Gotta go.
Bullshit.
There's children.
Yeah.
They have to go to bed before Melania. Exactly. Come on. They came to light a fire and be relevant. Because Teresa has been boring this whole season. She's been freaking boring.
To see that now she's got to get to the level of involving her kids to get... like something happening or said that's gonna what?
And you know what? It wasn't like what Teresa who started that conversation. It was Gia.
It was Gia.
So Gia probably said either, "Oh, I want to get some clarity," or she said, "Don't worry, I'm gonna start this because I deserve to confront this."
She's ready to go. Like, what the fuck are
ridiculous.
You doing? You're an adult now. You do something. You come at me. I'm coming right back at you. I don't give a fuck that you just became an adult a little while ago, right? Because she's not that old. How old is Gia? 24? Still fucking stupid.
No, she's older than me.
Is she older than you? Well, then she's even more fucking stupid at that age. Like, what do you want with that? What are you going to do with that? Like, what are you trying to start? Nothing. You're just trying to start the fire and walk away because there's nothing going to come of that, you idiot.
You know, I don't
and
even see
And her mom's
it.
A bigger
I,
idiot.
Oh, you no, know. Actually, she's 23.
Yeah.
You know, she's younger than me. I see it a little bit different. What she's done is she's got this twisted sense of loyalty to her
but
mother,
she's wrong.
And she's wrong.
Yeah, she's
without,
wrong.
Without knowing
she's
the
wrong.
Backstory.
She's wrong.
And I get wanting to be there and support your mom, but it's different from coming in full force and wanting to fight with people. Like, what's wrong with you?
But
that
also,
was the intention.
But also
she wanted to fight.
Loyalty to your mom, then, if you really want to be like that, then loyalty to your mom should be the right thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
The voice
of
fucking reason, right? So, mom, you're wrong.
Or
you know
mom,
what I mean?
Calm down.
Mom, I can't, you know, like, I get it. Like, I, you know what I mean?
You're upset,
but
whatever, blah, blah, blah. But,
you can't do that. You shouldn't do, you know what
she's
I mean?
She's not doing that. They're
she's
all
not
weird.
Doing that. She's just,
all weird.
She thinks that she's, I don't know what the fuck she thinks she's doing.
She's her mom's bouncer.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
She thinks that she's the savior or something there. Like, I mean.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's just fucked up.
But yeah. Who knows? She's a little, I don't like her character.
No, neither
period.
Do I.
Period.
No.
We'll have to watch the stupid show because apparently she's getting a new one. Isn't she? That's the word I heard.
I don't know.
I saw.
I haven't heard this
sure.
yet.
Yeah.
I saw something online about possibly her doing something, making it or something. So obviously we have to see what the idiot is going to do because there's
we're
going to
watch
but
it.
Stupidity.
Yeah. We're totally going to watch
that.
It. Come on.
She falls from stupidity. She'll continue to grow from stupidity. Right? I don't know.
Stay tuned.
She falls from the tree of stupidity. Actually, if we want to be a little more clear. Sorry, go ahead.
The only other thing I wanted to talk about was before this happened, there's a few women, the first early comers to the party, they all get around and they start talking at Danielle's party. Mm-hmm. She obviously doesn't want to talk about this, but talking about the events of Teresa's party where... you know, they obviously got physical, her and Jennifer. And it was really funny because going back to Jen Fessler, what a flip-floppy woman.
She's total flip-floppy.
Yeah.
And you know what? Like, regardless if you're friends with someone or whatever, she's totally like, what did she say? She's like, oh, well, oh, well, that's not what I heard. Like, she's totally stirring the pot with Danielle. And it's like, why can't you just be, if you're friends with both of them, why can't you just be supportive to both and mm-hmm. be like, I don't know, you guys need to figure out, or like, don't voice your opinion if you're friends with both of them. Yeah.
Don't say anything.
Stay out of it.
Yeah. But she needs to insert herself, and that's why we get to this point mm-hmm. where we are, is because someone like that needs to insert themselves. And really, and she just keeps running from little group to group talking about what happened. Shut up already. Like mm-hmm. she just keeps doing it. She does.
Yeah, she wants to get into all the gossip. Mm-hmm. But, okay, regardless of all that, how great of a party was that Danielle put on?
Yeah, that was
a like, party. Come on. For yeah. And I think it really does, yeah. like, represent bougie kids, right? Yeah. She had that little kid as the DJ.
Yeah. Okay, he was cute.
Yeah. Oh, my. How
and it
cute.
It was over the top, but not over the top like, what the fuck? It's a kid's thing.
It was appropriate.
Over the top for kids. Appropriate for kids.
Yeah.
Like, it was perfect.
They had little stations for all the kids to do. Yeah.
And
they had
their t-shirts made at the end, like with whatever it is that they chose to do their design and stuff, right?
Perfect.
Lots of different.
And you know what I really like too? Valentina was kind of, being really inclusive mm-hmm. with, Rachel's little one, right?
Yeah.
Rachel shows up, oh my God, where did my daughter go? Yeah. She's like, oh, don't worry. She's literally carrying her right now. And then you could see the whole time, Valentina was kind of like, come on, everyone, let's do this. I thought it was really sweet.
Yeah, very cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cute.
And to do that so young mm-hmm. is a great thing.
There's a lot of kids that are like that,
though. Yeah, I love kids like that. You see a lot of
5-6-year-olds sometimes that you can see that they take care of. Maybe they have a little sibling at home.
A little nurturing.
And so they're very nurturing. And if you see that in them at 5-6 years old, I think that they always are like that.
They stay like that.
Yeah, they stay like that.
Little,
and some just are like that automatically because maybe they've been treated like that, you know, in certain. So they just want to like make sure that they're okay and take care of somebody's sad, help them out. Like I just.
It's a good trait. It's a good trait.
Yeah.
I loved it. Yeah. So sweet.
Yeah, that's cute. Mm-hmm. And?
No golden question?
No golden question.
Oh, I've got a golden question, but I've kind of been leading. I think that was kind of the end, but what, do you guys have anything else?
No.
Not really.
No.
Okay, well, the golden question, and this also goes into kind of chronological order. Very end of the episode, we see, you know, Rachel did the right thing. She removed herself from mm-hmm. the situation because I think, you know, she doesn't want her daughter, I know she's young, mm-hmm. but kids, they hear things and they understand, right? So what if that little girl heard everyone talking about her dad? Mm-hmm, that would have been terrible.
Yeah.
Absolutely terrible.
Mommy, why were they talking about daddy? Mommy, what were they saying about daddy? Mommy, why were you so upset?
Is it true? Yeah. Oh, why did daddy say that about a little girl?
You know what I mean? You hear all kinds of shit, right?
Yeah, not good for a little girl that age to think anything bad of her parents. Mm-hmm. So I think she did the right thing. Grabbing her right away and getting out of there.
Absolutely.
Of course, she said, you know, I love Rachel. I think she's very classy, like Melissa. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She goes, she says goodbye to the host. And she says, I think Jen Fessler needs a t-shirt that on the front says, I love Teresa.
Yeah.
And on the back says, and I'm up.
No. I'm up Teresa's ass, seeing how far up Teresa's ass she is, and up Jennifer's
and on the
ass,
back.
And on the back.
And Jennifer's too.
Ass too, or something like that.
She said something really clever and funny, and Danielle just looks at her and goes, I agree. And those two have a little moment. Yeah, and to be honest, I think Rachel and Danielle have owned this season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They were the best. Yeah. They're new. They've only been on one season before.
And they've handled themselves really well.
Oh my God, they've held their own.
I wouldn't have agreed and I wouldn't have said this.
At the beginning.
Before the last show. I would never agree with that. And I wouldn't have thought that I would ever say that because I really thought Danielle was just a lot of,
me too.
You know. And
but imagine that. I think at the beginning of the season. No, real.
But having said that, I did see something online saying that they,
clicked.
They've catapulted that
their popularity.
Their popularity has.
But imagine us. I think at the beginning of the season, we didn't care for either of them really at all.
No.
And now look at us now. Like, I adore them. I love them.
From the beginning, I did like Rachel from the beginning.
But I don't think we liked her as much as we do now after that dinner with Teresa.
Not as much as we do now. And Danielle, definitely. The last one was the, maybe I might have said something.
No, we made fun of her the whole season.
I don't remember. Yeah. So last week was the first time that she fucking won my heart.
Yeah, no, let's she be real. Fucking, we love them now.
She
like,
said a lot of shit, and then now she fucking showed it, and is like, yeah, you got it.
And now we even love her outfits, too. We're in love with them. Come on. So my question is, you know, and this is always with all the franchises, there's like a few people that you just adore. I think going forward, those two are going to be the ones that we totally adore.
100%. Yeah. And Melissa, for sure.
And Melissa, too. Melissa, for sure. We love her.
You know, Marge, you know. I mean, I'd like to see what happens. She's not that bad that she's got to be off the show.
But you know what?
You know who I would like to see back? And there's been speculation, people saying they should bring these guys back, is Joe Gorga's cousins.
Rosie.
Rosie and her sister. What's her sister's name?
I can't remember. But yeah, they were pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, they were good. And her sister's husband. Rosie's sister's husband. What's Rosie's sister's name? Fuck.
But yeah, that would be neat.
Not
to
Jackie.
See them.
No. Yeah. Anyways.
But anyway, the golden question is,
Go ahead.
They had that little moment. Mm-hmm. What do you think is going to happen going forward? I think maybe they're going to start a little alliance and they're just going to run the show.
I think that they're, that's what is going to happen. I agree. Yeah. I agree. For sure. They've clicked now.
Totally.
And so like 100%.
And you could see that they had this little understanding.
They have that same attitude. And it's like, you know what? Fuck you. I'm not going to be phony. I'm not going to put up with your shit. Fuck off. Get the fuck out of my face. And like, just that's it. Done. Right. And I think that they're going to actually have each other's back. Right?
Totally.
So I hope that's what's going to happen. But I think they're going to hang out even more now.
Agreed.
Yeah. I think they're going to start a little click and just totally run the show.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
I think I wouldn't want to mess with either of them because they really showed this season. Yeah. If you mess with them, they'll stand up for themselves.
Yeah. You get a
totally.
Glass in the face.
Yeah. You get a glass right in the face.
Yeah. No, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that was Sugar.
This is Spice.
And Not So Nice.
And thanks for watching our Reel on the Reel.